Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you again for joining us this beautiful, beautiful Tuesday evening. You could have been doing anything else, but you chose to spend it with us. And for that, we are totally grateful. So tonight's topic is moving into your next. And before we jump into that, we're going to thank our wonderful sponsors. We have Red Rose Conquerors with business coach Cornelia Brown. She can walk you through building your own successful business, startup business, or she can help you get started in your own successful business. So you can give her a call at 404-786-0476. Let me start that number all over again. 404-786-0873 for Cornelia Brown of Red Rose Conquerors. Again, she is an awesome, awesome business coach, travel ambassador, realtor. I tell you, the woman is just, she has so many gifts and such a blessing to many. Go ahead while I'm thanking our sponsors. Y'all go ahead and hit the share button because I want us to chat tonight about moving into your next. We have mombizboss.org, where it stands for multiple operational managers, where motherhood and business are one and the same. We just had their monthly luncheon. We had the monthly luncheon Friday, and I tell you, I'm talking about networking with some awesome, awesome ladies with different gifts, talents, and abilities. Ladies, if you are, whether you're a mother or not, you want to connect with these ladies, it's called mombizboss.org. Connect with other ladies, and they may have some of the things you need, and you may have some things they need, so connect. Also, if you do not already have your copy of This Is Me, you want to go out to any of your digital outlets and look up This Is Me by Deidre Norvett. The voice that you heard as we were coming on, that is our own singing bird, Deidre Norvett, and I tell you, she is such a talented, anointed woman with her gifts, I tell you. Then we have your accessories. If you need your accessories, ladies, all your perfect accessories, go to Ultimately Unique. You on Instagram, that's Ultimately Unique, the letter U, and get your to everything from bracelets, necklaces, earrings, purses, a plethora of purses available. And then if you have not gotten any of my books, purchase any of my books, go out to all your digital outlets, take a look at. We have the children's book that is a bilingual sing-along in English. And it's colorful, very, very colorful, bright, teaches your children foundational English and Spanish. It's called A Learning Book Just For Me. You can get that. The rest of the books are for adults, and they empower, motivate, and push you. And so all of those were books that I choose to write. God chose me to One of them is called The Purpose. One is called On Fire to Inspire, and then the other one is called Prayers, Affirmations, and Declarations. So those are also available. And then the final book is The 21-Day Mind Detox. So if you have not gotten any of those, go out and support your girl. All right, so tonight's topic, we're going to be talking about moving into your next. And so many people are saying they're ready and they're ready for God to take them to that next place, and they're wanting to do this and they're wanting to do that. But my question to you, as you're honest with yourself, what's holding you back? Are there any things that you are allowing to hold you back? Are there some things that you're trying to hold on to that you need to lose to move forward to that next place? So we're going to jump into all of that good stuff, but I wanted to pose those questions before we got started, right? So get you something to take some notes with, because I do have some scriptures for you. As God was giving it to me this evening, I was definitely wanting to share it with you and see who we can help. And then we're going to chat about it together. So I'm going to share with you all what God gave me. I'm going to share the scriptures, and then we're going to chat. Whoever wants to come on, whether you want to be seen or not, you can turn the camera off if you want to come on and not be seen, or if you want to just hear, you want us to hear what you're saying, that's available too. We have point number one. In order to move forward into your next, many times you have to let go of the old thing. So that's what I was saying when I asked the question of, are you holding on to some things that are no longer serving you? If they are no longer serving you, if they're the things that are keeping you stuck in that place of not allowing you to move into that transition and make that transition, then it's time for you to let it go. Time to let it go. If it's no longer serving you in this new place that God is calling you to, it's time to let go of it, right? So that's number one. In order to move forward, hey, great evening, everybody. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. Thanks, Sandra. So in order for you to move forward in the things that God is calling you to in this current time, in this present time, and the future, it's time for you to let some things go. Now, unless he's told you, okay, you did it this way, but I want you to take it and tweak it, unless he's telling you that, then guess what? Let it go. Because he's going to give you some new strategies in this new era, in this new place. He's giving us new strategies. And so Isaiah 43:18-19 is our scripture on that one. And that scripture that he gave me for that one, New Living Translation, Isaiah 43:18-19, New Living Translation says this, "For I am about to do something new. See, I've already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness, and I will create rivers in the dry wasteland." So for those of you who have been holding on to some things, God said, I've already made a pathway. I've already begun the work. But there are some things that you've been trying to hold on to that he's like, go ahead and release it so that you can move forward and forth in the things that I'm calling to you now. You can't operate in the way you used to operate in 1992 for what I'm giving you for 2020, right? So that's what he's saying. There's some things you got to let go of. So that scripture, if somebody wanted to take a note on that one, that was Isaiah 43:18-19. That was New Living Translation. All right, next one. I have questions for you on this one, okay? Have you written out what God is saying or what he's placed on the inside of you? Have you written this out? Because one of the things I noticed, even for me, everything that I've written out, whether it's past or present, everything I've written out, even to-do lists, I see myself able to check them off. Have you written out what he's placed in you to do or what you're hearing him say? And I'm coming to you on that one with Habakkuk 2:2, right? Writing that vision, right? So write my, and this is Habakkuk 2:2, New Living Translation. It says, write my answer plainly on tablets so that a runner can carry the correct message to others. That's New Living Translation. Same scripture, Habakkuk 2:2, and Good News Translation says this, the Lord gave me this answer. Write down clearly on tablets what I reveal to you so that it can be read at a glance. Y'all hear me? Great evening as you're joining us. So So Habakkuk 2:2, Good News Translation said, the Lord gave me this answer, write down clearly on tablets what I reveal to you so that it can be read at a glance. So God is saying, write down what I'm revealing, because I know when I would hear God in the midnight hours and I didn't wake up, guess what? I have to pray, okay, Lord, I'm sorry. Can you give it back to me? Because I forget when I woke up. So I have to ask him. So as God is giving it to you, write it down. Because in this hour, he's speaking, you got to be listening. So number one was, in order to move forward, some of the things you're going to have to let go. Number two was, have you written it down? What he's giving you, what he's placing on the inside of you, what he's placing in your heart to do, has it been written down? And that scripture was Habakkuk 2:2. The first scripture was Isaiah 43:18-19. Next point, number three. Have you asked God for clarity as he is moving you forward to this new place? Have you asked God for clarity as he's moving you forward in this new place? So, you know, many times, like if you're like me and you have so many gifts, you're like, okay, God, you've placed this in me, you've placed that in me. And which one do you want me to do first? So you have to ask God, God, which one do you want me to do first? What is it that you've shown me so much, but I need clarity? So the scriptures I'm going to give you for that one. First one is going to be Psalms 37:3, Amplified Classic, says this. Trust, lean on, rely on, and be confident in the Lord and do good. So shall you dwell in the land and feast surely on his faithfulness. And truly you shall be fed. So as you ask God to show you, you're trusting in him, you're leaning on him, as you have him show you what to do, ask him for clarity. And that one again was Psalms 37:3, Amplified Classic. Now Proverbs 20:24 says this, Amplified, and it says, man steps to order and ordained by the Lord. How then can a man fully understand his way? So it's saying that man steps are ordered and ordained by God. How can we fully understand his way? So we're seeking him for clarity on this new place, right? So that's your next scripture. Now your scripture after that one is Psalms 25:4, Amplified. The regular Amplified again, says, let me know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your path. Again, that's Psalms 25:4, Amplified, said, let me know your ways, O Lord, and teach me your path. So you're saying, okay, God, show me, clarify how you want me to move forward. Because he's giving you the strategies, and it's all about being strategic and intentional in this hour. Next scripture is Isaiah 48:17, New Living Translation, and it reads this. This is what the Lord says, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord your God who teaches you what is good for you and leads you along the path you should follow. So as you're asking God for clarity, he's going to show you that path for you to follow. He's going to show you which one to do first, especially when you have all these different gifts. He's going to show you which way to go first. And then finally, that last scripture on that one, Psalms 48:14, English Standard Version reads this one. Ever and ever, he will guide us forever. God will guide us. All we have to do is seek him. So that was Psalms 48:14. That was English Standard Version. So you're asking him to guide you and to lead you in this new place, in this new era. And what's the attitude that you need to go in, or the place, or the attribute that you need to move in? You need to move in boldness. You need to move in and persevere past every distraction. We were talking about distractions the other week, about how things can come up. Despite every distraction, you are going to move forth and forward in the things that he's calling you to. So you got to stay in his face like never before. Many of you know that my goal and my journey and commitment to myself 42 days ago today was I'm going to do 3 miles a day. Regardless of the weather or whatever, I'm doing 3 miles a day. And today was day 42. Because one of the things I found was when I committed to myself, I dropped the ball in about a week or two. When I committed to everybody else, I followed through. I gave them my all. And God said, now show yourself that same commitment level. Now you can get some more things done that I've called you to. But you can't get them done when you're picking up for everybody else, but you're putting down what I've called you to do. And so that's not just my word. Whoever that word is for, hear me clearly, because it wasn't just for me. So it's time for you to do the things he's called you to and do it just like you, with the same commitment level that you have would have for someone else. It's time to be focused. Focus on the things he's calling you to. So you got to have that focus, walk in boldness, be fearless, because you can't walk in fear and be and walking in faith at the same time. They don't coexist. So you got to walk fearlessly even in the midst of the unknown, right? You got to move forward. You got to be passionate, because what he's placed on the inside of you, you got to be so excited about, okay, God, I don't fully understand it, but have that passion, because you know he's leading you to greatness. You know if God said, okay, I want you to let that go because I have so much greater over here, then there should be an excitement and enthusiasm about where he's taking you. Because what you left, it might have been what you thought was good, but baby, how about he's about to move you into your greatness? Amen. All right, and be optimistic. I don't care what Sally said, what Jane said, what Doug said, John said. If God didn't say it, go ahead and negate it now. Go ahead and shut it down. Go ahead and reject everything that the naysayers have said. Because if God is calling you to it and he's saying to do it, then go ahead and reject what they're saying and be driven and focused and be optimistic about it. Have that, like I said, that enthusiasm and passion about what he's calling you to in this hour. Move forth like never before. And then finally, be consistent. If you stop midways, you will never know that the end results of what he's calling you to. Like I said 1 week recently, I said, see the end results before you see them. Be intentional about seeing where he's taking you. I know sometimes he'll show you bits and pieces of it, but I want you to intentionally see the end result, so you can move in it. It's time for you to know that it's time to move. Some of you have been like, you'll move a little bit, then you'll stop, and then you'll put yourself on pause. I know. Who can better tell you than somebody that's been there? And in some of the assignments, I put it on pause and have it on pause. So I'm not telling you what I don't know. I'm telling you what I know and what I'm pushing. As I'm pushing you out, I'm pushing myself. Because like I said, I'm in day 42. And this is pushing me out of that comfort zone of putting me on pause and putting the things that God is saying do on pause. No more pause. Unpause it so we can do the things that he's calling us to. So there are people waiting on us. And there's no more of us trying to just talk ourselves out of what we know that God said to do, right? All right, who's going to talk tonight? Who's going to be the first one to come on up and share about tonight's topic? So we're talking about moving into the next. And so if anything you want to share, be it something that has been said to this point, one of the scriptures that hit your heart, you can type it in and I'll read it. Or you can actually click on the link and join me on the screen. If you don't want to be seen, you can just turn the camera off and we'll just hear your voice. If you actually just want to dial in on a radio show and we hear you, dial in on 929-477-2178 and we'll be able to hear your voice that way as well. Because sometimes we do have some people who will see that it's given errors when they try to connect and come on the screen. So if you're having problems with that, you have two ways of connecting. So, three ways of communicating. You can click on the link that I provided with the StreamYard link. You can dial that phone number, or you can come on screen with me. And again, if you want to share and don't want to be seen, you can just keep your microphone on, turn the camera off. If you are in online radio land, if you want to say anything or share, press the number one, and I will actually know that you are wanting to speak. So, all right. So, I'll check Radio Land. So, y'all don't be bashful tonight. We're talking about moving into your next. And as you are moving into your next, if you miss any of these points, we talked about those things. In order to move into your next, got to let some things go from the past. In order to move into your next, it's time for you to write some things down that God has placed on the inside of you. It's time to write those goals down, write those visions down. whatever he's giving you, write it down. Habakkuk 2 and 2 is the scripture on that one. And then also ask God for clarity as you move forward and move forth in this next place, in this next dimension, in this next, I ain't even going to say level, because many of y'all have skipped over some things. He's catapulting you into other places. So I'm excited about, see who's going to talk tonight, because y'all be acting so bashful. Some nights y'all are actually communicate. Some nights y'all just act kind of bashful. But it's time for you to get out of your comfort zone. I've never heard a millionaire make millions in their place of comfort. They don't. And when God is giving you a sizable dream, and he's giving you things that, for example, I was talking to a church member of mine one time, and she was talking about how God had showed her something before, and had she done it, it would have been like so great, but she kind of sat on it, and this lady's made millions off of it. Well, now I think she made me think about what God had given me a vision about, and what's the name of it now? There's a thing in Georgia called Abby's List, somebody's list. But God gave me a vision of something like that. But because the undertaking was so great and I didn't know where to start, I didn't do it. And guess what? Somebody else did it, and it's a huge success. So whatever God is doing, what he's showing you, don't sleep on it. Don't get fearful, because it's huge. Take it bite by bite and ask him, because I didn't know at the time how to go to him and ask him, well, how do I do this, God? Show me how to do it. And wait for an answer. Wait for him to show you and move forth in that thing. All right, so looks like y'all being a little shy tonight. I don't know why y'all being shy. But if you want to participate in the conversation tonight, I have put the link up. You can actually come on screen. You don't have to be seen. You can turn the screen screen off, you can turn your camera off and just share, or you can dial 929-477-2178. And if you are interested in talking and you're over in online radio land, press 1. We'll bring you online and we'll just hear your voice. So tonight's topic again is moving into your next. And I'm telling y'all, it's time. During the month, these past 6 months we've been in this pandemic, when I tell y'all, I've read so many testimonies of people saying, you know what, I got tired of being sick and tired. And we hear that. But these people did something about it. They didn't just say it. They did something about it. They said, you know what, no longer will I walk around a clock into a job that I hate, or be home working from home in a job that I no longer like. So many of them were starting their online businesses on the side. They were doing different things. I mean, when I tell you, there are so many testimony after testimony, people who have written book after book and things of that nature. It's time to pursue what God has placed on the inside of you. Thank you for those who have shared the post. Thank you so much for sharing. For those of you who are wanting to come in, come on in and let's talk. But it's time for you to be that chain breaker for your lineage. You got to be the one that is going to be the change for your lineage. You're going to be the one that said, you know what? The high blood pressure stops with me. It's going to stop with the last person that had it. Nobody from me forward will walk in that. And that's what I decided when I said, you know what? I'm going to take my health back. No, I had not been on anybody's medication, but because I had gained weight, I saw myself moving into that place. So I said, let's shut it down. Thank you, Deandra. So I said, you know what? Let's shut down what I know is not no longer serving me, and let's do what God is calling me to do. And that was take my health into my hands. So that was getting rid of all the extra weight, eat more healthy, and do the things that I know that will take care of this temple, this temple that God has made me a steward of. Be a good steward of what He's given me. Cause how can I encourage you to do the work that God is calling us to do, because many of y'all, your projects are humongous. But how can you do it when your health is failing? The devil is a liar. Time to take that back too. So whatever that is, whatever it looks like for you to do what he's calling you to do, do it. And do it boldly. Do it with enthusiasm. Do it fearlessly as we're walking and moving in this place. I'm going to check the online people again, because y'all know I don't prolong the time as far as the sharing piece. But tonight I just want to jump on and just help you in understanding it's time to move into your next. But and I gave you some scriptures to help move you there, to help kind of solidify what God had given me to share. So, all right. So it looks like nobody's talking tonight. So I'm going to be the only one talking. So we'll be back same place, same time next week. I love you guys. I am your purpose midwife, your natural cheerleader, your personal cheerleader. Again, if you're interested in being a sponsor of On Fire to Inspire, you can email us at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. If you're interested in any of my books, go look up Aaliyah Butler on all of your digital outlets, all of your online outlets. And then if you want to sow into this great ministry, go to On Fire to Inspire. Oh, go to PayPal. On Fire to Inspire is the number, the profile name, $ On Fire to Inspire. All right, guys. So tonight, I enjoyed talking to y'all. Moving into your next. Time to make it happen. I see y'all same time, same place next week. Blessings.